All right, now joining us is a friend of the show, Russell Holly from Android Central. How's it going, Russell?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing awesome. It's great to get you on, partially because you're awesome, but also because it means you bring with you gifts of Android. Android folks were surprised with a new developer preview of Android this morning. But first things first, the really important stuff. Do we have a dessert name yet?
No, we do not have an official dessert name yet. The closest that we've gotten to anything that even resembles a name is a little tiny teaser at the end of the announcement for this event, where it specifically said that the dessert name they weren't going to say, but the way that it was phrased, he said he was Nut-tellin.
Nut-tellin. Oh, okay.
It could just be a really terrible joke, and it's not going to be Nutella at all.
You know,
but a lot of people are kind of hoping that it's Nutella. People really like a candy bar in a jar that you can spread on bread. So
yeah, and I think it would. I could see the icon in the corner, of your notification bar. I could totally see it.
Mm-hmm. There's a ton of things that go with N, though. So I mean, there's lots of things, and it was actually kind of one of the funny things that happened with Marshmallow. They did all of these like background videos when they launched Marshmallow. Is that it's not specifically desserts. The Android team refers to them as tasty treats, so it could actually be something healthy for you.
Okay, it couldn't be a carrot because that's C, but along those lines. Something healthy. A tasty vegetable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, so why so early? Normally, we're used to seeing these updates happen at Google I.O. That's not for, I think, a couple of months at this point. Why are we suddenly being surprised by this?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. The first is that Google I.O. is going to be done in a really different format this year. You know, it's happening down at the amphitheater instead of in the convention center. Things are going to be broken out very differently. And historically, we've gotten that announcement, and then 15 minutes later, the schedule changes on the Google I.O. form to reveal all of these extra sessions for the week, to include all of these new things that they were hiding in order to, keep the announcement secret. And they don't have to do that now, which means developers can better plan their schedules in order to be in these sessions to get the questions that they need answered based on, the information that they now have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got this kind of new version of Android. What are some of the kind of key features that people are highlighting right now?
Well, on a visual side, we've got big changes to the notification tray. Notifications look pretty different. There's a lot of things that are in line when it comes to interacting with notifications. You'll see things look a little different. It's really just stylistic changes when it comes to that. We've got multi-window support is now all over the place, both in phones and in tablets, and it looks really great on the Pixel C as well as on the 6P that I've tested it on so far. And those are the big, visual changes that you'll see as you go through. The launcher looks very similar. The system tray looks a little different when you scroll down the first time. You pull down the notification tray, you'll see power options across the top there, where normally you would just see, kind of the icon widget and some of the time and stuff like that. And now when you pull down a second time, you have more of those options available to you. Instead of only having them in that second window.
Right, right. And then I know that there's some battery improvements. Now, part of Marshmallow was this feature called Doze, which helps to improve your battery when you're kind of not using the device. How is this being improved further?
The explanation that we've gotten so far, it hasn't really been tested yet, is that Doze is going to start working in kind of multiple stages now. And the first stage that we're going to see is when the display is off at all. And a big part of that is going to be, the stopping, apps from constantly reaching out and grabbing a hold of your Wi-Fi and communicating when they shouldn't be. But it's not going to reach that deep sleep state until it's, at rest like we have right now.
Right.
So this is just going to be this is like a separate stage to Doze. It's just kind of growing to, keep apps in line a little more than what we have right now.
Mm-hmm. Where would you rate this as far as like a scale of experimental, on the scale of being experimental for users? Like, does this not necessarily qualify for, let's say, the general consumer to download? Because they've actually kind of made some changes as far as how you can get updated to this. And I think that makes it kind of easier for people to get on board with the kind of the developer preview. Do you recommend that?
No, not at all. Stuff is super broken right now. There are a lot of things that are very cool. It's very neat to kind of look at from afar. But when you do things like, have your launcher crash and come back to a screenshot as your wallpaper, like lots of really weird things are happening right now. And this is what we saw last year, too. There's actually going to be 5 different iterations to this developer preview as we move into the summer. With bug fixes and new feature rollouts and stuff like that. So, if you are planning on installing this, it is a lot easier to do so than it was in previous years. But you really don't want to do it right now if you're doing it on a personal device. And you probably are only going to do so if you're either just really interested in testing the new features or you're actually planning to develop against them.
Yeah, my knee-jerk reaction anytime a new version of Android, be it experimental or not, is announced and released is, all right, well, I'm just going to do it on my personal device so that I'm really familiar with it. And of course, along with that comes a handful of unintended consequences as a result. So thankfully, instead this time, I'm not putting it on my Nexus 6P. I did, however, put it on my Pixel C, which I have right here. And I have kind of installed. Now, the Pixel C has seen a lot of criticism since it was released. This is Android's kind of convertible tablet because you can remove this top piece and it becomes a tablet, or it snaps in and it's got the keyboard. It's seen a lot of criticism for being made in the sense that it would be good for kind of a multitasking usage, like using it as a laptop, but that the software just really isn't designed well enough to make it that good for multitasking. Do things like the split screen and stuff, do those things actually improve the usage of the Pixel C, which I can actually show off while you talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. The multitasking makes a huge difference the way that this is set up. It makes a lot of changes as far as being able to just multitask very easily, but it also fixes one of my biggest criticisms of the Pixel C, which was having apps that would force rotation to portrait when you've got it mounted in the keyboard like it is now. Mm-hmm. Apps like Slack and Instagram and things like that. Like, it was really just kind of a bummer to get that forced rotation, and there just wasn't anything you could do about it. And Instagram is still broken.
That was my go-to. I was like, oh, cool. this always bugs me.
That happens on an iPad, too, by the way.
Yeah, it happens on everything except Samsung tablets because they have multi-window and they can just push everything to the side. And that's what will happen once this has been polished out, is you'll be able to reset the orientation to that split-screen mode, and it'll treat it as though it's in that portrait setup. But it's one of those things that is going to require developers to support over time. Google has done a lot of stuff to kind of force it so that it works with a bunch of stuff right now. But in order to get the real functionality with some of this stuff as we move into Android N, it's going to require developers to follow some of Google's instructions and do stuff internally. And really, that's going to be a big part of moving into N entirely. There's so many under the surface changes. We're going to have a really detailed analysis tomorrow of the stuff that we've seen so far. But, the way that updates are handled, the way that, manufacturers are going to be pushing their own versions of Android, a lot of that stuff is going to change in very fundamental ways with N.
I'm really looking forward to kind of digging into it leading up to next week's show.